How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Want to win $1,000 cash? Listen to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings at 8 a.m. for your chance to win. Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Quick question. If you're in a stranger's house, mm-hmm. never been in this house before, mm-hmm. and you needed some silverware, fork and knife, mm-hmm. you could only pick one drawer to look in, what would you look for? Like, you can only open one drawer. You're guessing where the silverware is stored.
Uh-huh.
What drawer are you going to point for? What are you looking? What qualities are you looking for in that drawer that's going to be, like, your one chance to grab that silverware?
So I'm going to go for the drawer that's closest to where the dishes are stored or the sink.
And you're probably going to look for an elongated drawer as well, right? I always look for a little bit wider drawer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the little drawers that you feel like that's
those
definitely not going to hold.
Those exactly. are junk drawers. Totally all day long. Drawers. All day long. Couldn't believe this. I was at some friend's house Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Needed silverware, and I usually just go for it. I don't usually ask because the silverware is a standard. It's always kept in a top drawer that's elongated.
Top drawer, yeah,
he had two or three choices, maybe, tops. Check one, check the other. I don't know if it's rude to be checking in the first place. These animals keep their silverware one drawer below the top.
Do they have kids?
They do have kids. They have one kid, but he's, you know, 8, 9 years old.
Oh, so it's not like to give the kids access to silverware as well?
I get that. Yeah, no. I was blown away. I said, I guarantee you, nobody else on planet Earth keeps their silverware one drawer down.
No, it's always got to be top drawer because you need it quick and easy, right?
These are smart people, too. And so I asked, and the answer that they gave me is very consistent with my philosophy,
mm-hmm.
which I think is your philosophy as well. Not everybody knows this. My wife sure didn't know this. It's got to make sense.
You don't
want the plates near the fridge. You want the glasses near the fridge.
Right.
You're going to be pouring yourself a glass.
Right.
And so I asked about it. He said, well, top drawer. Those are cooking utensils. The widest drawers were closest to the stove. They had a choice to make. They went with cooking utensils on top. Silverware one below.
See, I would put silverware on top and the cooking utensils one below. You need the silverware more than the cooking utensils.
Anything but put the silverware in the top drawer. I mean, you've got to have it in the top drawer.
That's crazy.
This is a travesty.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature and you can hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
I challenge you to top me for worst neighbor situation.
Worse than my crazy neighbor.
Oh, gosh. All he did was open and close his garage door.
Well, and yell at my husband in front of my child and put barbecue grills that he had painted and turned into planters in our yard.
Okay, you're getting there. Good try. I was sandwiched between Delbert Holland and Judy Ferretti.
Mm-hmm.
They had their daughter's name was Angel. I believe that was my first kiss, but neither here nor there. Small town, rural Vermont.
Right.
We didn't have television, but we had Angel.
Oh, no.
So, Delbert, I told you yesterday, used to drive home drunk, run into Eddie Gilbert's fence. I heard about him punching holes, a very volatile thing. And anyway, years later, I found out that the story was that she had murdered him for breaking into their own house, which is weird.
What?
And the story is being told, and my mom's friend Sandy goes, I thought Mousy Bujanowski knocked off Delbert Holland.
Oh, my God.
What a cast of characters. Now, that's one. So this volatility is going on. Other side of the fence, we had built an addition on our house right at the base of a hill. You're not supposed to do that, apparently. You should probably have an engineer look at that.
Uh-huh.
So every time it rained, our basement would flood. We had a sump pump, and we would pump water out of the basement, built a trench that would go back into Shirley's yard, or maybe not even at her property line. This woman had acres and acres, and of course, she didn't have family. Nobody loved Shirley. So every time we pumped the water into her yard, she called the cops. The cops would come over. They would say, oh, yeah, Shirley's complaining. We just need for her to see us here.
Right.
And then we can leave. So there were no charges or anything.
But wouldn't that make you the bad neighbor since you were pumping the junk into her yard?
She was making no use of that section of yard. It was basically the woods.
But still, it's the principle.
404-741-0985. Who had the worst neighbor? Sherry in Atlanta?
So I work in nonprofit, and I work with the unhoused and senior citizens and basically just people in need around Atlanta. I've been working with an 89-year-old woman with dementia. Her daughter is her caretaker. I've been working with them for 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks' time, a neighbor has called and complained that her grass was too high. They've called code enforcement seven times.
Mm.
Seven times?
Because the grass and her bushes were too high. But get this, we live in an amazing city. I live in East Atlanta, and we had community members get together, and Taylee Landscaping went out and cut her lawn, and neighbors went and cut her hedges. So take that, neighbor.
You know, a nice water balloon filled with Roundup tossed onto the guy's yard. No bad ideas in brainstorming. Worst neighbors, 404-741-0985. Jenny and Hiram.
I think I've got you all beat, but the bad neighbors were my brothers.
Oh.
When I was a little girl, we had an apple tree in our backyard. They were not, you know, pruned, so they were like crab apples, mm-hmm. small apples.
Oh, yeah.
They hated our neighbor diagonal across from us, and they decided to put a firecracker inside the apple and let it blow apple bits all over their car.
Oh.
Well, they didn't see the newspapers in the back seat. Yes, the whole car caught on fire.
Oh, no.
The flames reached so high that the house caught on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not even kidding.
How did they like military school?
Right?
That sounds rough. Tyler in Covington.
When I was in high school, our neighbor tried to run me over, and then same neighbor had a restraining order against my dad, who we had about five fire trucks go by the house. My dad wouldn't go investigate. My neighbor had my dad put in jail because of it. And then the same neighbor burnt our house down.
Burnt your house down?
I wish this was all a story, but no, he was just one of God's terrible people.
Do you know Jenny and Hiram? Was it Pete, her brother Pete?
No, I don't think so.
I thought I could make a little love Maybe. Connection here. Shout out to Mary Lou, left an open mic saying that she likes us all, but she likes Daddy the best.
Oh, God.
I mean, thank you, Mary Lou. You sure are the wind beneath my wings, darling.
Don't blow his head up any more than it is already, Mary Lou.
Worst neighbors on the phones, Amber in Athens.
We moved when I was about 6-7 months pregnant, and our neighbors next door were just so excited to have new neighbors. We basically shared a yard, and the wife would come over quite a bit, but the first couple times she was completely dressed, but when her husband was gone, she would show up in her underwear, t-shirt, bare feet, and just plop on my couch. And it got very awkward. I had to keep telling, oh, well, you should probably go, you know, because it was just uncomfortable. But then it wasn't, her and her husband would get in fights on the front porch at night. I mean, my husband would like peek through the blinds, like, what is up with these people? But then after we moved, my husband told me, he said, look, I didn't want to tell you then, but she hit on me one day while you were gone. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah. She said they had an open marriage. And I told her, we don't do that. You need to go.
We
don't do that.
Don't be here. You don't ever come back kind of thing.
This is why I try not to be friends with my neighbors at all costs. Because when you don't get along with your neighbors, or when they annoy you, or they do stuff like that, the only answer for you is to move away. I don't want that to be my only option.
Right. Since then, we moved out to the country where we have at least 4 acres between us and everybody
there
else.
There you go. Yes.
And the neighbors across the road will still try to find, well, they'll like Blair Cher music because I think they heard me say I wasn't a big Cher fan, you know.
Oh,
but like, but I'm like,
gosh.
You know what? I'll take that though all day.
You basically have the demilitarized zone in your neighborhood.
Right.
All right, Amber, I'm going to put you on hold. Just tell our producer, Dorian, what your old address is, and we'll take it from there. Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, gosh.
Talking about lousy neighbors, have you ever lived upstairs or downstairs in an apartment situation? I know you lived downstairs from your parents.
Yeah, but that was bad enough with, like, my brothers doing their Dance Dance Revolution in two different rooms and it constantly sounding like a herd of elephants stomping on the ceiling.
Right.
But I lived in a townhouse that was down the street here from the radio station, and there were just, like, crazy parties next door all the time. It was one of those townhouses that goes up instead of like out, so it was the side neighbors. They didn't live above or behind us. They live right next door, and the walls were like paper thin, so you could hear everything.
I would always try to get the top floor apartment, because every time I lived downstairs from somebody, those high heels, 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning, like, put your shoes near the door, for crying out loud. To the phones, Liza in Temple, talking about lousy neighbors.
I got neighbors that like litter. And I know they litter because I've been behind them in their car and they throw the stuff out. And the litter line goes all the way to their house.
Oh, my gosh. Like the Hansel and Gretel of,
right. The
of trash
crumbs.
People.
Give yourself away without giving yourself away, you jerk.
Kim and Griffin.
I put up a privacy fence and the neighbor called code enforcement because I was 1 foot in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was made to take the fence down and move it 12 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
So, being a woman, naturally, I was scorned and vindictive. So, I went to the front yard, and they had a well-manicured yard. I took the bushes that were on the line on my side and whacked them down to stubs. Just to be spiteful. It looked awful in my yard, but it looked awful on theirs, too. So, I was happy.
Again, this is why acres are the answer. Don't have neighbors, because those silent wars, like, I don't want, I always complain about this with the HOA. Like, I have a workplace. I go to work. I don't want work to be home.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have to be dealing with all of your little complaints and all your issues and feel all angsty when I'm trying to enjoy my
home,
my domicile. Nicole and Noonan.
2 months ago, I had the ultimate wake-up call at 6 a.m. A neighbor teenager curbed it, drove his car through our front yard into both of our vehicles.
Oh, no.
Totaled out our car and pushed the car into our brand-new truck that we still haven't gotten back from the show.
How long was that kid grounded for? You obviously talked to the parents, right?
Yeah, that's a whole other worst neighbor story.
Oh, really? Were they not?
Yeah, no insurance.
No insurance for a teenage driver.
Who does that?
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunny, warm, and headed to 86 today. It's 71 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what you absolutely should not be touching when you wake up in the morning in just a second. But looks like Kid Rock is making headlines, but not for anything good. He was doing a sit-down interview with Rolling Stone when he just went completely off the rails. The reporter said he exchanged his white wine for Jim Beam and Diet Coke, downed about 4 of them in quick succession before brandishing a firearm and waving it around. Before parting the interview you completely. Kid Rock asked him, would you do me a favor and write the most horrific article about me? Do it. It actually helps me. Mm. But will you also tell everybody that I was halfway cool?
It's Kid Rock. What do you expect? I feel like this guy did him dirty by making it seem all
dirty.
Scandalous.
He asked for it.
Kid Rock is going to be drinking and waving guns around during interviews. God.
I thought the brandishing the firearm was a new thing, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Now, what's the very first thing you usually do when you wake up in the morning?
First thing I do is race to the boys' room.
Really? I check the baby monitor. So my eyes open and I'm checking that baby monitor if I'm lucky enough to be sleeping in my bed by myself.
That's because you're not an old man.
That's true. Now, there's a neuroscientist that's saying there's one item we should not be touching when we first wake up. Can you guess what it is?
It's not your cell phone, is it?
It is your cell phone.
Why?
She says we need to wait at least 20 minutes before we start scrolling because our brains are still transitioning between sleeping and being awake and is very suggestible in those first moments. So if you wake up and go straight to your phone and start reading stressful things, you start the day out stressed. What you put into your mind is super crucial because your brain has amazing power. You can do, if you're in a good mood, you can just bring the positive vibes. But if you start things off in a bad mood, it's harder to turn that ship around.
All right. So here's Tad's tips for how to fix of that. Stop following people that upset you. I woke up this morning perfectly happy with a Brussels sprout recipe that's just wonderful. All I can think about is Brussels sprouts. Now I'm going to make that when I get home. If you're into Brussels and nutritional yeasts, inbox me for the recipe.
And if that's what does it for you.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Heather in Stockbridge, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good. What are you up to?
Taking my daughter to school.
Aww. Almost done, right? Is today or tomorrow the last day?
I think tomorrow. I'm not.
Oh.
I didn't know, but I don't know. I think tomorrow.
Maybe try
it's
to look.
A blur at this point of
time.
The year.
You're fine. Can you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, Kara. Go listen to some Mariah Carey.
Oh. See you, Heather.
Way to throw her off. Well played. So Kara will step out. I'm going to ask you these five trivia questions, then bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Elvis's granddaughter is fighting to save her grandfather's house from a creditor auction. What is the name of that house? Elvis's house?
Oh, my gosh. It's in Memphis. It's not Neverland Ranch. What is the name? I don't know. Elvis's land. I have no idea.
All right. Question number two. Eminem's daughter, Haley, got married over the weekend. What's Eminem's real name?
I know this one. Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Whoa. I love it. Question number three. Donald Trump is threatening to sue producers of a movie that's named after the reality show he starred on. What is the show?
The Apprentice.
Question number four. Restaurant chain known for their Cheddar Bay biscuits filed for bankruptcy. What's that restaurant chain?
Red Lobster.
And number five, Taylor Swift's song Cruel Summer is now her longest running hit on the charts at 54 weeks. What group did another song named Cruel Summer 36 years ago? It was an all-girl group.
Oh, my God. It wasn't the Spice Girls. I have no idea. Cruel and Chicken was Ryan and Reese.
Right. I'm bringing Kara back in. Pretty good effort here this time around. You got to be kicking yourself about question number one. Kara's making her way back in. Ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what's the name of the house that Elvis lived in?
Graceland.
Graceland is correct. Heather was just like, it's not Neverland. What the heck is it? Couldn't come up with it. 1-0. Question number two, Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
Is correct. It's 2-1. Kara's in the lead because Heather got that right. Question number three. What is the reality show Donald Trump starred on?
The Apprentice.
It's 3-2. Question number four. What restaurant chain is known for Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Red Lobster.
It's 4-3. Heather got that one. Final question. Other than Taylor Swift, another group did a song, Cruel Summer, 36 years ago. Mm-hmm. What group?
Bananarama.
Bananarama is the correct answer. Final score, Kara 5. Heather in Stockbridge, 3. Are you smarter than Kara?
No, not today.
Kara, your record now, 1,778 wins and 54 losses.
Sorry, Heather.
That's okay. Thanks, Kara.
No cash, but you get 4 tickets to Snow Mountain Park for Memorial Day weekend. You can get your tickets or book your stay now at stonemountainpark.com. But you and the fam are all set.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go. And listen live in the free B98.5 app. It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Susan, you missed your brother's 30th birthday over the weekend.
My babysitter bailed moments before I was supposed to be leaving for the party.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, obviously that was upsetting. I mean, I tried every other sitter I could think of, but no one can come with 5 minutes notice.
So did you just ghost your brother, or?
I texted him, but he never responded.
I know it's not a super fun situation, but could you have brought your kids with you?
He made it pretty clear that this was an adults-only kind of party.
It really shows you, though, the babysitter thing, how the babysitters hold all the cards now. If you're slightly more responsible than a serial killer, you can probably find a gig. And so they can cancel last minute. It's not going to be any problem for them.
Yeah, I know. I would love to say that I will never use this sitter again, but I'm sure I'll have to.
And so you texted your brother, but he has not responded?
I have to say I'm not surprised by that. He and I have had a pretty contentious relationship for the last few years. I felt like we were doing pretty well in terms of our relationship, and this definitely is not going to help that.
What kinds of things would you fight about? What was wrong with your relationship?
Charlie is a very selfish person, and that has been an issue over the years, and he's aware of it. He knows that I feel that way.
Yeah.
It's something he's working on, we're working on, but I feel like something like this is just gonna take us back to square one.
You said you've reached out to him to let him know, and did you leave him a message?
Yeah, I apologized profusely. Obviously, I felt terrible.
Kara, you know this better than anybody. Once you don't hear from somebody for a couple of days, your mind starts to wander.
And I'm sure he thinks that I meant to do this and that this is just an excuse. So I just feel really bad.
All right, we're going to help you ask him for forgiveness. We'll get Charlie on the phone in about 3 minutes. Sound good?
Okay.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Susan was just telling us that her babysitter canceled at the last minute. She had to miss her brother's 30th birthday party. She left him a message explaining, but he has not gotten back to her. She knows, based on their contentious relationship they've had in the past, that he's probably furious with her, but needs our help asking forgiveness. Susan, he's not going to know you're on the line when he first picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Charlie.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
We're so glad you answered. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. We've been trying to get in touch with you.
Sorry, what's this about?
Well, we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. 30? It's a big deal.
Dirty 30.
You know, radio stations, we're big into birthdays and today in history.
Thank you, guys. Well, that's I don't know who set you up for that, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, I imagine your phone's been blowing up. 30's a big deal.
I wouldn't know. I only just kind of got hold of my phone again. I lost it that night.
It was a wild party.
It wasn't the worst. It wasn't the worst party I've ever had. It's always, you know, it's a better sign than not when you lose your phone. It's not great for me, but it means the party was all right.
Oh, so you're probably catching up on messages. Did you hear from your sister, Susan?
No, I don't think so.
Well, she's on the phone with us. She was calling because she said she had to miss your party because her babysitter canceled at the last minute.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Charlie, I'm so sorry. My babysitter canceled super last minute.
Right. My fault. So,
it's your fault.
What?
that the babysitter canceled was your fault?
It was my doing, yeah. Yeah, I
what?
We ran into a similar situation at our place. Our babysitter canceled last minute, and so I reached out to the person I know Susan uses a lot, because they're super reliable. I know why they use them.
You stole Susan's sitter.
Yeah, just offered a higher rate for the night. I was like, hey, you know, this is an emergency rate. Can you come over and take care of it?
Did
Are
she,
you kidding me?
Wait, did the babysitter tell you that she was babysitting for your sister? Like, you knew you were competing against your sister?
Oh, no. I specifically was like, hey, look, it's my party tonight. I need a sitter more than she does. I'll offer you whatever she's paying you times two.
You doubled?
Dude. Susan has been worried about this all weekend. She was freaking out because she thought you were mad at her. You stole her sitter.
It was my birthday. I don't know why you're so stressed about it.
Charlie, your sister told us that you had kind of a contentious relationship in the past.
Yeah, she's selfish.
I'm selfish? You stole my babysitter. That's the most selfish thing I've ever heard. The sitter could have watched all the kids together. Like, there were other options here, and instead...
I'm not having two sets of kids with a sitter. Come on. No, when the babysitter's watching my kids, they're watching my kids.
All right. We're not going to settle this here, but Susan was calling because she was concerned that you were mad at her for missing your party. You can't possibly be mad at her. Do you forgive her?
She's making my birthday all about her.
Well, clearly nothing's changed with you either. You are still the most selfish person I've ever met in my life.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Okay.
Coming up tomorrow, Kenny's wife, you're going to love this, Kara. She went out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think she's ever going to leave him alone with the kids again after what he did
while she
was out of town. We'll help him ask for forgiveness tomorrow at 7. You're probably not going to want to ask forgiveness.
It could be so many things.
Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow morning at 7.
Keeping you up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
BR protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warm, headed to 86 today. It's 66 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who Courtney Cox says has been coming to visit her in just a second. But if you're tired of seeing grocery prices continue to get out of control, Target is doing something to relieve some of the pressure. They're going to be slashing prices on thousands of everyday basics, from bread to diapers and everything in between this summer. So they're trying to lure shoppers away from Walmart and other discount retailers and are trying to appeal to cash-strapped customers.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, slashed prices of over 1,500 items and then plan to do the same with about another 3,500 items. These are both name brands and their house brands.
So if it's on sale at Target, that means it's free, right? Is that, I'm trying to figure out the
girl
math.
You're trying to girl math?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you probably won't get a discount on those Stanley tumblers, but the groceries and the household staples that you need to survive will be a little cheaper.
It's like the rotisserie chicken at Costco. They have the plumpest, juiciest rotisserie chickens for $5. That doesn't account for the $300 you're going to spend on other stuff.
Right.
That's how they get you.
Now, when somebody close to you passes away, do you feel like they're still around you?
Oh, for sure. Dreams and stuff, yes.
Dreams or like maybe just weird things happening. I've kind of always felt like my great-grandmother has watched over me in certain situations where there's no way I should have come out unscathed, but for some reason, that little angel just guided me right through a crazy situation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Courtney Cox is a big believer in spirits. She's been open before about the ghosts that she said had been taking up residence in her home. But now, 7 months after his untimely passing, she says her buddy Matthew Perry pays her a visit regularly.
He visits me a lot, if we believe in that.
I know you're a spiritual person, which makes that statement very interesting. So you still feel his presence?
Oh, yeah. I talk to my mom, my dad, Matthew. I feel like there are a lot of people that are, I think, that guide us. I do sense, I sense Matthew's around for sure.
You said she's got another ghost. She's
She's talked about before that there was a ghost in her house that like pops up and disappears every once in a while.
I wonder if Matthew and that ghost get along.
Maybe they're hooking up. Who knows?
Really? Well, that escalated quickly.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.